Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 25th, 2021. My thoughts on Twitter March 25th, 2021. In the news, in Japan in 2020 the number of suicides was higher than the number of coronavirus deaths. This sounds like an invitation to increase the dissemination of Kabbalah in Japan. Egoism grows by itself like weeds. Comment: the seventh Egyptian plague is a hail of fire and thunder. It was after this blow that Pharaoh promised to release the Jews from Egypt. My response: a person begins to realize that one's egoism will not be able to sustain such blows. He is left alone with his nature and what falls on him, and restricts the use of egoistic properties. Comment: the Pharaoh, however, does not keep his word and does not let them go out of Egypt. My response: this is always the case. They are called a stiff-necked people because as soon as the blow passes, they forget about it and return to their egoistic desires. This is the property of egoism. It is the opposite with altruistic properties. We need to charge them all the time, push them forward, support them, cultivate them. Yet, the egoistic properties grow by themselves, like weeds. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 30, 2020. The assignment given by the Creator. All of humanity is moving toward global correction and it is beginning to feel the universal connection, belonging to one system, and the mutual influence as helpful or harmful. All of humanity is one person, Adam, who must be similar to the Creator. Therefore, when we work in the ten, we must not forget about all of humanity that we are obliged to pull with us. We have received from the Creator the desire to connect with Him so that we draw the whole world after us. This is our mission for which the Creator gave spiritual yearning to us, and not to others. There is nothing exceptional about us, except this task given by the Creator. He could have given it to other people, but since He entrusted it to us, we are obliged to fulfill it as much as possible, to attach all the people of this world to it. Every part in the general system is just as important as all the other parts because this system is perfect. Spirituality is perfection, and if the common vessel lacks even one cell, it will no longer be complete. Therefore, the goal is called the end of correction, Gamma Tikkun, and we must pray for the whole world and only at the very end for ourselves. After you have included all of humanity, all the people, in your prayer, then you have the right to add yourself and turn to the Creator for help. Otherwise, your prayer will not be perfect and will not reach the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 22, 2021, Pesach, Passover. My new article on LinkedIn: serious about growing. Learn to laugh about yourself. If we could look at ourselves from a side and see our little faults, we wouldn't only make life easier for ourselves, we would also learn a lot about human nature, the nature of creation, and how we can better ourselves. Good humor is when you laugh about yourself, bad humor is when you laugh about others. The former elevates you, the latter degrades others. Potentially, we all have a sense of humor. Regrettably, we are so buried under problems, competitions, and social calculations that we cannot allow ourselves to simply laugh about things. So, instead of laughing, we suppress our sense of humor. Developing a sense of humor is no joking matter. Humor is the ability to look at my own faults from above, sort of rise above myself and laugh at what nature has done with me, and how it's made me. It is the most constructive and positive form of self-criticism. Humor helps us see who we truly are, and once we recognize our negative attributes, we can begin to correct them. Because humor makes it much easier to see our faults, it is a vital tool in our growth toward becoming better people. Today, however, as with most other things about human nature, we have completely warped the meaning and purpose of humor. Instead of laughing at ourselves as a means to grow, we laugh at others in order to belittle them. We use humor precisely the opposite of how we should, and the result is that today's humor increases people's sadness rather than diminish it. Mockery is forbidden, it is not humor but malice. It is fine if we laugh about human nature in general, since it allows us to bring up points that we can improve so as to tighten our connections with others, but laughing at other people's weaknesses increases alienation and contributes nothing to correcting human nature. People who do that should not get public endorsement of any kind. If we want to grow and improve ourselves and our lives, we should learn to laugh about ourselves. Experiment on conscience. Question: when you speak about the perception of reality, you suggest a special game, viewing from different sides. How would I act if I think like an egoist, or how would I act if I think like an altruist? Do you think this technique can be used in everyday life in relation to ordinary things, as an experiment? Answer: I think that if we would build a small society in which we could do exercises on correct, kind relationships between people, we would discover stunning possibilities in the area of the mind, perception, and evaluation of life and human existence, and we would develop completely different abilities. If we could put a person in the conditions of telling the truth, treating others with kindness, and so on, it would be interesting what tools would be enabled there: connections, systems in our psychology, and the ability to feel the world. I think that then we would begin to feel the world as much wider and deeper, using precisely those possibilities of our perception that are somehow automatically hidden from us today. If we were more connected to each other, we would see everything as through others. We would develop not just a greater perception of reality, but it would become collective, as, for example, 10 people together looking each from himself, from different points, but observing one object. How would we perceive it then, if we were tied to each other by the above egoistic ties? I think it would be very interesting to set up such an experiment and see what is there in our consciousness. Indeed, in fact, there are huge hidden opportunities in it, but we cannot extract them since now we are very limited in their use. From CaptVest, together about the main thing, September 2, 2018. In the circle of mutual pleasure. Comment: in our world, it is generally believed that love is when you give all of yourself to the person you love. While in the example of guest and host, some kind of rational relationship is proposed, very similar to Western families that condone independence: this is yours and that is mine. My response: no, this isn't so. The fact is that there is absolute love on the part of the Creator. He created us, with all our desires, and He wants to fulfill them without any condition. And it's the same on our side. I want to use all my desires to fill Him. I want to give myself completely to bring Him contentment. Isn't it love? This is complete bestowal. Even though there is tremendous egoism in me, huge inner desires, terrible qualities, I actualize them precisely by using them to bestow. I rise above them in their realization in bestowal. And it turns out that I rise above all these desires in complete love and surrender rather than calculating Western love, because the calculation is made only with my ego: what is the most it can be used for in order to bestow to the host? While the host uses my egoism to feed me as much as possible. Question: but this ability must be acquired, because it is not given so easily from birth. How do I achieve the ability to discern where to use this power or not, and how to use it? Answer: the light that reforms, which comes from the Creator, reveals our inner selves to us, in such a way that I begin to feel all my traits, qualities, strengths, thoughts, and desires. I begin to combine all the traits within myself so that each time Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malkut would rise to Keter, Hochma, and Bina. I begin to work inside myself, with my inner tools, and thus develop my soul. These are the parts of my soul. I work with them, literally, like with tweezers, use a little more of this, less of that, and figure out how I can apply myself in a different way to maximize bestowing to the Creator at each moment. And gradually I get into a state where I fixate myself on Him. He becomes like my partner, He sets Himself up toward me, as I set myself toward Him. I start strategizing how to achieve the maximum mutual realization in this circle of interactions, when He fully manifests Himself as a source of pleasure and I fully manifest myself as a source of receiving this pleasure in order to please Him by enjoying it. That is, I practically convey to Him only my thought, the reason why I enjoy it. Physically, I receive all the fulfillment within myself. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 6. Happiest moment in life. Comment: it is no secret that people want to be happy. Some say, happiness is when you are understood. Happiness is when you love. Happiness is when you are loved. Happiness is when everyone around you is healthy. Everyone has their own understanding of happiness. The great Kabbalist Baal HaSulam says it in such a way that one is dumbfounded. There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator. My response, yes. Happiness is when I gave my best to the end and made sure that I have no strength. In general, I am nobody and nothing, in no way, and nowhere. Here, because of it, I have the opportunity to turn to the Creator. This comes from the thought of creation. After a person is convinced that he has nothing in his hands, but he has a long way that he has come, sought, and suffered, tried to make something of himself, and sees that he is not able, then he turns to the Creator. You feel that you have nothing else besides the Creator. You must appeal to Him and persuade, beg, plead, or simply force, demand disclosure. Question: is this moment a moment of happiness? Answer: yes. The whole way was toward the revelation of the Creator because all that you wanted on your spiritual path was to acquire the property of bestowal and love. Only you could not turn to the Creator correctly. Now you did it. Today people are already tormented, and it is possible for them to hear it. If we did not fool ourselves with the media and everyone else, then we could quietly explain what happiness is. All the way, one goes to prayer. Because first, we ourselves do not have this property, and second, we only have the egoistic property to receive, minus. We do not have the second property, to give to others, plus. In order to exist in the entire universe normally, correctly, we need these two properties. Besides that, there is a balance between them so that we understand how to act. Then with the help of minus and plus, receiving and giving, at every level, in every state, we will be able to properly regulate ourselves and we will feel ourselves in a state of absolute balance. Question: is our entire path to gain a plus? We have a minus? Answer: purchase a plus. But while acquiring a plus, we must at the same time acquire a methodology for using these two forces, the so-called middle line. Question: is this what is called a movement toward the property of bestowal and love? Is this really the world correction? Answer: yes. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 4, 2021. The calendar of a Kabbalist? Question: is it possible to say there are better or less successful times? For example, the destruction of the temple is a bad time, And on the contrary, Passover, a festival about the Exodus from Egypt, is a good time? Answer: times like these are also on our calendar. The worst time is Tisha B'Av and the best is around the festival of Purim in the month of Adar. Question: to what extent can a Kabbalist use the unique lights of the external calendar, that is, the best times according to the corporeal calendar? Answer: these times have meaning only for people who still haven't participated in spiritual development. And those who are already participating in it are not subject to any calendar at all. They have their own special axis of development, which is special for them from point A to point B. Therefore, for them there is no night, day, winter, summer, leap year, or regular year. For them, there are no seasons in a year. They are not subject to any calendar. Internal states are their calendar. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 30th, 2018. Ask the Creator to shine upon us. Question: suppose we rise above the conflicts and differences between us, in the Ten, in order to unite. When will our direct connection and understanding of the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah happen? Answer: when you ask the Creator to begin to shine upon you. Only then. It takes a long time. Everything depends on the common effort. If you make common efforts, you can ascend very quickly, just like launching a missile. There is the starting fuse that raises the missile above the ground to a certain height, and then the engine of the missile turns on and the missile continues its flight. It is possible to quickly ignite this fuse and rise above your ego. There, the machine is turned on and you move forward. Question: suppose I have already risen above myself, have connected to the friends, and now I am not asking that he shines upon me. What does it mean to beg the Creator to shine upon me? Answer: are you already in a state in which no one differentiates himself from the friends? Have you already ascended above the level of the ego that you have now? Are you connected internally so that you feel as one whole? Do you feel the same general level of internal unity that you did not feel before? It appears only as a result of the connection between you. That is, to the extent that each one has annulled himself, all the annulled individual parts connect as one, and the result is common annulment. This is called rising above yourself. It is on this common part that the Creator operates. You can connect to the Creator connects to you and starts to work. Have you felt this common part between you, which each of you has seemingly extracted from himself and connected with others? I give this up, I want to exist in it, detach from my I, be in that part extracted from me, and I want to connect to others in it. Do you feel this state? Do you feel how these parts connect into one common part and how you want to feel the Creator in that common part that was extracted from everyone? Do you want to bestow unto each other, to connect in order to bestow unto the Creator and to feel Him? You need to cultivate all these experiences and to constantly discuss them, work on them, and feel them. Eventually, you will go through this. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 4, 2019. Shake up humanity. Comment: each country has its own egoism, its own claims. Between countries there is a so-called vulgar Darwinism: I am better, and you are worse. According to the famous scientist Kapitsa, when there will be 11 billion of us, the need for the countries will disappear by itself. My response: I do not think that the number of people on Earth will grow into some different quality. That is, there are changes in people, but they are internal, not quantitative. After all, we see how the new generation does not want anything. They are not interested in anything except their phones. They see their life only in them. They do not even talk to each other. Yet, I have a hope that humanity, being in this state, can hear something. We must not give up, we must do something. I think that we can shake up those people who feel detachment and emptiness and show them that there is an opportunity to rise above our egoistic nature because it buries us, in itself. Our main task is to connect with each other above all disagreements without any politicians and presidents. It is the connection that will reveal the positive force that our world is lacking. It will show and complete our internal, egoistic, negative force. Then we can find a paradigm of the correct development of a person. From CAB TV's Together About the Main Thing, July 18, 2018.